Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. We start in the world of high school volleyball postseason as Class 1A, 2A, and 3A first-round regional contest took place last night. In the KMC sports coverage area, eight teams in play. Northland improved on to the second round with a win over Maquoketa Valley at home last night. Lynx over the Wildcats 3-1, 25-21, 25-13. Mack Valley won 26-24 before Northland secured the fourth and final contest 25-14. It'll be another area matchup for Northland come Wednesday night at home as other Class 1A Region 6 play last night saw Edco top Turkey Valley up in Jackson Junction as the Vikings got past the Trojans 3-1. So Edco at Northland Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. At home last night, Starmont had their season ended by Central Cater as the Warriors beat the Stars 3-1. In Class 2A Region 6, East Buchanan at home in Winthrop took down the Albernett Pirates by the score of 3-1. The Lady Bucks move on to Wednesday night. They'll travel to Sumner to battle Sumner Fredericksburg. In Region 7 of Class 2A, the Cascade Cougars had no issues with Columbus Junction as they prevailed, winning in a shutout 3-0. The Cougars will travel to Fairbank on Wednesday night as they'll face Wapsie Valley. Beckman had a first-round bye last night. The Blazers will open up at home in Dyersville on Wednesday night, playing host to Northeast. In Class 3A Region 5, Monticello with a home shutout victory over Waukon. Panthers beating the Indians 3-0. Monticello will now travel to Dubuque on Wednesday night, going up against Dubuque Wallert, who shut out Olwine last night at home. In Region 6 of Class 3A, Anamosa season came to a close on the road in Vinton as they fell to the Vinton-Shelsburg Vikettes by the score of 3-0. Class 4A and 5A first-round matches will take place tonight in the coverage area. The Independence Mustangs will be at home as they will entertain the Maquoketa Cardinals starting at 7 o'clock. Also in Region Number 7, Clinton and Central DeWitt will get together at Clinton High as the West Delaware Hawks will take on the winner of that match coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock inside Seedorf Gymnasium. And in Region 6 of Class 4A, the Western Dubuque Bobcats will await the winner of Webster City and Fort Dodge. That match taking place tonight at 7 o'clock in Webster City. Staying with the volleyball theme, the final rankings have been released by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Springville remains and finishes at number 1. Elsewhere, North Cedar moving up one spot to number 10. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains number 1. Wapsie Valley at number 3. Beckman jumping up two slots at number 12. In Class 3A, number 1, Des Moines Christian, Mount Vernon at number 3, Solon number 9, Dubuque Wallert at 12, Monticello at number 14. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier State at number 1, Marion 3, Western Dubuque up a slot to number 4, as they have a record of 22-10. The West Delaware Hawks at 28-14, still number 6. And in Class 5A, Iowa City Liberty finished at number 1, Cedar Rapids Kennedy number 9, Dubuque Senior at number 15. To high school football, the final rankings in 8-player through Class 2A with the playoffs starting this Friday night. In Class 8-player, Remsen St. Mary's remained at number 1, Don Bosco number 3, Easton Valley number 5, receiving votes, Central City. In Class A, West Hancock stayed at number 1. Number 6, the Northland Lynx with their 7-1 record. 7-1 East Buchanan remained at number 8, and Albernett stayed at number 10. They're also 7-1. In Class 1A, Van Meter was number 1. Coming in at number 8, MFL Marmac. In Class 2A, still number 1, Central Lyon George Little Rock. Williamsburg number 2. The Monticello Panthers at 6-2, number 9. Dubuque Wallert receiving votes. The second to last rankings for Class 3A through 5A. Number 1 in 3A is still Harlan. Mount Vernon moves up a slot to number 2. The Mustangs are 8-0. The Independence Mustangs are 8-1 as they're still number 5. Solon up a slot to number 6. Benton Community at number 10 in for the first time in a while as they are 6-2. West Delaware receiving votes. In Class 4A, Lewis Central still number 1, Waverly Shellrock 2, Cedar Rapids Xavier 3, and Cedar Rapids Washington number 10. In Class 5A, Ankeny still number one. Cedar Rapids Prairie at number six. Lindmar in a three-way tie for ninth place. To Iowa Hawkeye News, women's basketball. University of Iowa junior Caitlin Clark has been named to the 2023 Nancy Lieberman Point Guard of the Year preseason watch list. The Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame announced yesterday morning Clark won the award in 2022. The list is comprised of 20 student-athletes who are the early frontrunners for the 24th Annual Nancy Lieberman Award that recognizes the best point guard in women's college basketball. The list is chosen based on their floor leadership, playmaking, and ball handling skills. Clark was voted the 2023 Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Year earlier this month. As a sophomore last season, she led the country in points with 27. Clark and the Hawkeyes will entertain Nebraska Kearney for an exhibition contest to open the season next Friday, October 28th at 6:30 inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. They'll open it for real against Southern University on Monday, November 7th at 8:30. Week number six of the NFL season wrapped up last night on Monday Night Football in L.A. as the Chargers improved the record to 4-2 as they downed the Denver Broncos to 2-4 with a 19-16 overtime W. Major League Baseball playoffs. The Yankees and Guardians fans have to wait another day for game number five as the series is tied at 2-2. The winner moves on to the ALCS this afternoon now because of that game being washed out last night in New York. Guardians at the Yankees, a 3:07 first pitch this afternoon. Game one of the NLDS will take place tonight with a 7:03 start time. The Phillies are in San Diego to take on the Padres. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.